today on Apostle Gabo's podcast radio show.
Manifest your wisdom, my Father God. We pray that your reality shall manifest its presence. We pray that your reality shall manifest its goodness. We pray that your reality shall manifest its face. Father God, we pray over the energies of the sun and the moon and the stars. We decree and we declare. It's not by might, neither by power, but it's by your spirit. Oh Lord God, reveal your glory. Oh Lord God, reveal your power. Oh Lord God, reveal your sanctity. Oh Lord God, reveal your manifestation, rhema of blessings, of angelic anointing, angelic presence, of the anointing and the energies that cultivates your attributes, that cultivates your moral purpose, that cultivates your moral existence in the earthly realm. We pray for salvation to take over. We pray for revelation to take over. We pray for the God's glory to take over. We pray for God's peace to take over. We declare, let your will be done over the earth as it is finished in the heavenly realm. We proclaim righteousness. We proclaim holiness. We proclaim peace. We proclaim understanding. We proclaim the purpose of God via the sun and the moon and the stars and the universe energies. They all must project the will of God. Father God, I pray for the rising of prayer warriors to rise up to pray for Israel, to rise up to pray for your purpose. Father God, over the internet sound waves and radiation, I proclaim glory. I proclaim power. I proclaim anointing. I say, Father God, let your will be done upon the earth as it is finished in the heavenly survey, in the heavenly information of surveying the land, in the heavenly information of proclaiming objectives of the heavenly realm. Let everything that we do upon the land, in our businesses, in our families, everything that we do be a projection of your surveyed information, be a projection of your surveyed and objectives, of your intentions and desires and plans, that we do in our businesses, that we fulfill in our marriages, that we fulfill in our families, that we fulfill to do in the earthly realm. Father God, I declare, let your will be done through the cultural attributes and expressions of humanity in the earthly realm. Let peace speak over everything. Let peace over reign and rule in everything. Let peace rule under the waters. Let peace rule in the belly of the earth. Let peace rule in our families. Let peace rule in the way we exchange, butter exchange, in the way we communicate, and the way we transmit and transact our monetary behaviors of exchanging money from one level to the next. Let morality rule. Father God, we come against every perverted behaviors that are trying to pervert the traditions and the culture of men. We come against every homosexuality behavior. We come against every platform and altar of the devil, every demonic altar of behaviors of drinking alcohol, Father, consuming alcohol, hindering people to move in the light of your will. Father God, right now we pray, let your sanctity move forward. We pray for the internet waves. We pray for the internet microwaves and radiating energies. My Lord, my God, let the utilizing, let the righteous take over through the internet, through the television, through the radio waves. We pray for the waves and we pray for the air, that you are ruling in the air. We command the angelic forces that governs and serves on behalf of man to serve through the radiating energy and information that radiates in formulas of pictures, images, through the sun and the moon and the stars, the rays of the moon, the rays of the sun, to communicate righteousness, to communicate wisdom, penetrate and infiltrate in the dream realm of the people, penetrate and infiltrate, Father God, in the ability of the people, in the mind, in the brain. My Lord, my God, the singlet jealous, Father God, reach out your energy, reach out your seed, and sow it in the ovaries of women, in the hormonal dimension of women, in the hormonal ability of women, to give them your attributes, give them your thinking, your perception, and your conception. Redeemer of the earth, the king of the earth, Hashem Adonai of the earth, the king and the great Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and you are the end. You are the cultivation of reality and peace over the earth. I speak righteousness. I speak wisdom. I speak the parables of God in the Proverbs that brings a light to manifest. My Lord, my God, let your word speak unto us. Let your righteousness speak unto us. Let your wisdom speak unto us. Let your kingdom speak unto us. Let your revelation speak unto us. Let your energy, we transmit energy in the earthly realm right now, and we speak over the earthly realm. And I say in Mother Earth, let every animism, let every organism become your organism. Connect us in the environment. Connect us in the ecosystem of the business structure, eater, the ecosystem, Father God, that governs the air we breathe. Bring us into that eco-agriculture system, agro ecosystem. Father God, we speak over the ecosystem that communicates in our markets, communicates in our social governings. My Lord, communicates in our families. My Lord, bring back the society to communicate to each other. Communication in our families. We bind and destroy, Father God, the wickedness and the temptation of the enemy. Right now, in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach, we release power. We release power. Father God, the wickedness and the unrighteousness of the demonic forces and demonic power. Powers of immorality, sexual immorality, homosexuality. Oh, Rama Mama Sakata. Hallelujah, Father. We give you praise and we give you the honor. We sanctify your holy name. There is none like you. Hallelujah, Father. We sanctify your holy name. Hallelujah, Father. We give you glory and honor. We sanctify your holy name. There is none like you. Let me blow the shofar, hallelujah. The Bible says that before they entered into the promised land, that the seven priests blew the seven trumpets so that the people may be able to take over without resistance. The Bible says that the angel will blow the shofar, and when the trumpet sounds on the earth, that those who live will be caught up in that time. And those who have died, they will rise from their graves to be caught up with the Lord in the heavenly realm. So, the trumpet, can everybody hear me? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes. The trumpet, when the trumpet is blown, it breaks every limitation in the earth and allows the human soul to connect into the intimacy, the purpose, the reality, the currents, the energy, the radiating forces of God. When the trumpet blows, I'm going to blow the trumpet and I'm going to read through a few scriptures. Hallelujah. For the Shabbat. My Lord, my God, begin to speak over your life and begin to understand that God prevails. The God of Israel is the King of Kings. The God of Israel is the mighty man of war. He shall fight your battles, and you shall indeed enter in the victorious dimension and realm for your glory in God. I pray blessings over you. I pray favor over you. I pray kingdom understanding over you. I pray and I cultivate your mind, your soul, your spirit, and I culture it. Give it the culture of morality that derives from God. The spirit of defeat and death is not your portion. The spirit of failure is not your portion. The spirit of underestimating and insecurity, lacking confidence of the God and the faith of the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, shall be your portion. And you shall not fail. The lack of confidence that brings fear, I break it over your life. Hallelujah. I condemn it over your life. And I say you shall prevail. I say you shall rule in the heavenly realm. Hallelujah. You shall rule in the realms of the principalities. Why? Because you are created to govern the universe, to understand the universe, to proclaim and decree righteousness in the universe, to bring the universe into the order of the Levitical presence and ability and obedience of God in your life and the lives of your community. You shall give light to the community. The Bible says you shall be the lender and not the borrower. You shall be the head and not the tail. Amen. What does that mean? You shall be the head. It means you shall be the thinking capacity of your community. Not the tail that runs after another person who is leading it somewhere else. But you shall be the head, the thinker, the one who thinks fast. The one who gains the knowledge and the wisdom of God. And you begin to implement it. You begin to put it in a formula of survey. You begin to put it in a formula of objectives. You begin to put it in a formula of principles. You begin to put it in a formula of words that people can understand, images. You begin to put it in information of music, information of dancing, culture, so that you may communicate God into the earthly realm, so that God may take over, so that God may rule through your actions. Of being the head, being the brain, being the imagination capacity, being the capacity through which innovation and creativity that happens in the world is initiated by you. Why? Because God has anointed you. God has blessed you and God has covered his cloud of covering over you. Hallelujah. God has made you great in this time. God has made you worthy. Hallelujah. If you're a woman, you are like Esther in hard times. If you're a woman, you are like Ruth in hard times. If you're a man, you're like Mordecai in their times. You're like Jeremiah in their times. You're like Elijah in their times. You're like the servants of God. You're like the warrior of God, Jehu, in his time. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon you, and you shall do exploits. Hallelujah. I'm going to read from the scripture through our prayer. Praise the living God. Now, let me read from the scripture that says, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 17. Can everybody hear me? Hallelujah. I will say unto yourself, my strength and my might of my hand that has accumulated me this wealth for me. God is saying, don't say to yourself that my strength and my might has accumulated wealth for you. God is going to give you wealth. But don't speak to yourself through arrogance. And you say, this is all my doing. And it says, you must remember the Lord. You must be intimate to the information of God. You must listen to the word of God. You must always keep your ears continually receiving the word of God so that you may obey it and apply it in your life. Remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you strength. He gives you strength. Even the strength you have to go to work. Even the strength you have to get money. Even the strength you have to wake up. The strength you have to do business. He is the one who gives you that energy of the strength to make you wealthy. In order to do what? In order to do, why is he giving you riches? Why is he making you rich? In order to do what? To establish what? His covenant he made with who? He swore to your forefathers, that is Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, going all the way to Noah, Enoch, and Adam. God wants to establish that covenant. So don't forget that the riches God is giving you is to establish the covenant. Which covenant is that? The kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then what? All these things will come to you. There is a current that God will create around you. The word current means the current energy, electricity that runs after you, that is targeted to come to you, to bring you wealth. Why? So that he may establish his kingdom. Currents. Hallelujah. Right now I pray for everybody. The word currents comes from the word money. And the word money means monetary of exchange. In the world, there are two types of people. There are those who get money to buy things, to buy food they want to eat, to pay rent, to pay for everything that they consume, to feed their body, to focus on their body, to take care of their body. And they can't live beyond that. They get money to monetary of exchange so that they may gain material things to give pleasure to their body. That's a type of people that live in the realm like animals. Because animals also look after their children. Birds look after their babies. What is the difference between a bird that is looking after their babies and a human being that is doing same work, same job to feed only his family? There is no difference. But God says money is also currency. What does the word current mean? The word current comes out of the word electricity, light. Money also has the ability to bring currents to you. Money runs from people who are chasing it, sweating for it, so that they may feed themselves. They may use money to feed their selfish. Money runs away from them. But money becomes currents, current, electricity that literally runs towards those who are fulfilling the responsibilities of God on the earth. Are you listening to what I'm saying now? If you're doing what God commanded you to do, to fulfill the covenant he made with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, he made with Enoch, Noah, going all the way back to Adam, when you're fulfilling that will of God, the kingdom of God, its manifestation of its righteousness in the human behaviors, traits, and genetic behaviors, when you're fulfilling that in the region, in the area where you are, currents starts to flow to you. Building community, taking care of things, allowing people to reach the best expression of their existence on the earth, building education and academic areas, doing things that are helping people to come out of poverty, come out of lack, come out of hatred, come out of tribalism, come out of sexual immorality. When you're doing things that are cultivating people to live in the image, the reality of God, what happens to you? Currents flows to you. Money comes to you. Money runs after you. Money chases after you. Why? So that you may do even more exploits in that area. So that you may be even a greater philanthropic human being on the earth. Are you catching what I'm saying now? Hallelujah. Psalm 112 verse 1 to 3 says, praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on the earth. Did you see that? Blessed is the man who fears the Lord. He delights greatly in his commandments. He keeps the Shabbat. He keeps the seasons of God. He is in the obedient flow of obeying God's commandment. What will happen to that man? His descendants, listen to this, will be mighty on the earth, and the generation of the upright will be blessed. Hallelujah. The word blessed means to empower someone to prosper. To empower someone to do business that is prospering. Literally, what does the word bless mean? The word bless means to empower someone through the cloud of covering to enable him to move through the currents and the current energy and electricity that enables him to make his footsteps right. In every place where he goes, he is blessed. He is the one favored. He is the one finding favor with people. People are giving him riches. People are giving him wealth to take care of, to manage for them. People are giving him things. Why? Because he's flowing in the current, in the electricity, in the energy flow that brings currents, influence over the realm of money and wealth. Are you catching what I'm saying? Hallelujah. You catching what I'm saying? Listen to this. Psalm 112 verse, I'm going to read from verse 2. His descendants will be mighty on the earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Listen to this, verse 3. Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. It means that wealth and riches still came to him, but he never forsook, he never went away from the life of righteousness. And his righteousness is revealed through the wealth and the riches that he has. Proverbs chapter 8 verse 20 to 21 says, I travesh. Now listen to this. I travesh. Somebody say travesh. Somebody say travesh before we continue. Travesh. I travesh. Listen. No, it is Proverbs chapter 8 verse 20. If you can open up there, open it up. Proverbs chapter 8 verse 20 to 21. That's the New King James. Yeah? The word travesh, I travesh, the word travesh means to travel across, move, direct my current or currents. God says, I travesh, I direct my current occurrence, electricity, light in the way of righteousness. Are you seeing that? I traverse in the way of righteousness and in the midst of the path of justice. Are you seeing that? In the midst of the path that enables people to live a just life, to care for the suffering, to bring justice to those who are plundered by the evil, to do right and to fight for what is right. I traverse that path of righteousness. Now listen to this, that I may do what? Why do I traverse that way? That I may cause those who love me to do what? To inherit. This is inheritance now. Inherit what? Wealth. To inherit what? Wealth. That I may do what? That I may fill their what? Their treasuries. The word treasury, that is like a box. That I may fill their what? Treasuries. The word treasury there means what? Box. Means also what? Taver. It means what? Container. That I may fill their what? Container. Thank you very much. That I may fill their container. What are we doing? We are designing containers so that God may fill it with what? Fill it up with what?
Wealth.
Wealth and inheritance. You catch this? Powerful. Now you know why the Zoom has been fought. That is the reason why. And that's the point I wanted to bring out. We had to pray first for me to bring out this point. Not to just speak it. We had to pray to claim it in the spiritual. Now I've spoken it. Hallelujah. I've spoken it. You see it there? You see that scripture there? Proverbs chapter 8 verse 20. That is the mystery. I traverse, travel across. I'm going to send you all these scriptures. Don't worry. They are in an article. I'm going to send them. Hallelujah. You are going to read. Okay. We are going to read them for 7 days. And I want you to sow a seed today. And when we also, just specifically for this, and also sow a seed as we go in the middle of 7 days and towards the end of 7 days. And say, God, this is who I am in this scripture. When you traverse and you have directed my path, you have given me a way, a direction, that when I walk that path, are you listening to what I'm saying now? When you walk that path, you will not fail. You will walk to own wealth, to possess wealth.
Amen.
Why? So that you may become the most greedy leader on the earth? No. But justice and righteousness may be prevail upon the earth through the wealth that God is giving you. That people may see justice. People may see righteousness. You may cover those who are uncovered and cover over their nakedness. That you may bring those who are unstudied, the illiterate, and give them the literature that enables them to know the purpose why God created them. To know how they can administrate their own wealth, their own culture, so that it may please God and overcome all the limitations that the enemy has put before it. Did you catch what I'm saying? We are designing containers. Containers. Rimakata blasa.
Amen, amen.
We are designing containers to contain God's wealth, God's treasury on the earth. In the name of Yahushua, we pray. Somebody holler and say, amen. And amen. Somebody amen. Say, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
We praise you, Lord.
Amen.
We give you the glory. Hallelujah. Amen and amen.
Amen.
That has been our prayer for today. In the name of Yahushua. Amen.